I have some general questions, and some of them are asked by people from this message board who are told that I'm going to meet you.
Okay.
One of them wanted to know which sacred or classical music you like.
Okay, sacred or classical music.
Yeah.
Stravinsky, Symphony of Psalms, one of my all-time favorite pieces of music. I like, in its entirety, the complete works of French composer Olivier Messiaen, mystic and organist, Catholic musician, teacher of Boulez and Stockhausen. Fantastic. Turangalila Symphony by Olivier Messiaen. I'm probably missing things here that are beautiful. Those are my two favorites. Stravinsky's Mass, I like that. But namely the Symphony of Psalms and Messiaen.
Mm-hmm. And which other music?
Oh, which other music? You mean just what do I like?
Yes.
In general?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Maybe new bands, new music.
Ah, I'm not good on new bands. There's a strange reason for that, which sounds ungracious. Many times when I hear a band, I hear them going through the same moves that everyone's gone through. So my age stops me spending a lot of time sorting through new music.
Mm.
Similarly, singer-songwriters, I'm not terribly interested. Let me give you an example. When we finished Steve McQueen, Thomas went off to work with Joni Mitchell, and he said he played us something. I'm pretty sure it would probably have been Desire As. I think it would have been that. Possibly Appetite, but I'm almost certain it was Desire As. And I said, what did she say? And he said, oh, you know, she related it to things that she knew and things. And I thought, yeah, you cannot play new things to someone with that much experience or who has known such music or written her own stuff. It'd be hard to surprise her. It's hard to surprise me. It's really hard to surprise, which doesn't mean I don't like new songs. I'll walk through somewhere and I'll hear a track and think, oh, that's good, that's a good chord change. But I don't know what the records are because most of my days are full of me thinking about music and I'm still trying to write my own. So if someone wonders what contemporary things interest me, it's my stuff. That's what interests me. Sorry, is your tape running out? Is that okay? Is that still going? That's okay, sorry. I heard a strange sound. Maybe it was something else. Oh, it's there. It sounds like a damaging. I don't mean to sound ungracious, as if people aren't doing good things now. I know they are. Similarly, people talk to me about rap or hip-hop, and I think, you know what? It's a whole universe that I don't have time to discover. I will just see the things that float to the surface. So when I'm working, that's what fills my mind. But when it comes to, if you ask me what I listen to, Sun Ra this week, Louis Armstrong, all sorts of things. Hoagy Carmichael, the songwriter, Miles Davis. Sometimes I listen to Bacharach. Very good. Not all the time, but I mean, you know, I'll go through phases of what I want to hear. Similarly, if something doesn't fit in with my mood, I'll leave it well away. Like, for example, Dylan, I love, but I might be more interested in classical music for a three-month period, so I won't go near him because maybe I'm trying to learn something from the classical music thing. Maybe I'm trying to learn something from Puccini or Ravel. Not so much how you write like them, but there's a sound world that I want to get into, and I would spoil that feeling if I had a Dylan record playing.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, I like reggae, Lee Scratch Perry. I like the Melodians, who did the original version of Rivers of Babylon, which Boney M did. I like all kinds of things, all sorts of stuff. You know, I might be in a Led Zeppelin mood, or you know, rock music. I like guitars. Jeff Beck's recent stuff, when he played at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in London. Great DVD, where he's got the young girl playing bass, the caller, Tal, I can't remember her surname. Young girl playing bass, fantastic. He's a real poet on the guitar. He's like a Jimi Hendrix. Beautiful, beautiful guitar player. So I'll sometimes listen to instrumental music because I don't want to. I don't want to have to listen to someone else's opinions or thoughts. I will just listen to instrumental music. It's a big thing with me, trying to keep my opinions out of my songs, because my opinions are like everyone else's. I can sound like a cranky 52-year-old man. I can just sound like someone who's complaining about modern technology, you know, mobile phones and people making loud noises. I can just sound like a crazy man. So I try to avoid putting all my opinions in songs. So I'm not too keen to listen to songs that are full of opinions. I like to be music to leave me room for my own thoughts. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense to you. Yeah.